anti-butthead radio.
I can dig it.
Postmodern PST.
Hi, this is Chad.
And this is Patrick. We're in a band called Live. You are now listening to Postmodern PST.
Hi, this is Cardinal O'Claw and Archbishop Scar of They Might Be Giants.
And you're listening to Postmodern PST.
Hi, this is Fred from Right Said Fred, and you're listening to Postmodern PST with Mel Toxic and Scott Lowe.
It's Postmodern PST, Mel Toxic, Scott Lowe, Alternative Adrian here in spirit, and Postmodern Pam, kind of like saviors of rock and roll radio. Postmodern PST, band out of Chicago, Material Issue, What Girls Want, 97.5 WPST. It's Postmodern PST, brand new music from The Cure, from the CD Wish, due out in your record stores this Monday. That is Wendy time. We got H.P. Hovercraft and Dean Clean of the Dead Milkman. And your thoughts on that new Cure song, Wendy time?
Oh, it sounds like classic Cure, I tell you. It's gonna be a hit.
I like it, and the college kids seem to like it. I like what I'm paid to like, though.
Did you get your tickets for the program? Two shows at the Spectrum.
We'll probably be out of the country at the time.
I would like to see The Cure live, but I am afraid about bodily injury to myself and others. Will there be a barricade?
Speaking of barricades, that's the whole reason why Public Image Limited didn't play tonight, because Johnny Lydon must, according to his contract, he must have a barricade between himself and the audience, because he's not into that moshing stage dive thing.
And the tower has seats. Doesn't he realize that?
I have to have a barricade between myself and anyone of Armenian extraction, so I can understand his feelings.
When you guys, when you book yourself at a concert or at a particular venue, is there anything that, like, do you like M&Ms, have all the brown ones taken out like Van Halen? Do you have any kind of special requirements before you play a gig? What do the Dead Milkmen insist upon?
We insist upon 3 white towels, 1 blue washcloth, and a bouquet of fresh-cut flowers.
I have to have a pair of underwear made entirely out of asbestos.
I see.
And a barricade.
Gotta have that barricade.
Between me and my personal livestock.
I noticed you guys, when you came into the studio, you brought a barricade with you.
That's right, between us and you, pal.
Sometimes you have to make a barricade out of Legos. It's tragic, you know.